This is a trigger warning that the following podcast talks about eating disorders. If this affects you, please see the show notes for resources.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, everyone, and Merry Christmas! I believe as this episode comes out, it should be just a few days after Christmas, and if you haven't gathered by the title, we will be talking about today 50 things that I've learnt this year, 2022. This will be my last episode for the year, so you know what? I thought about what I have learnt this year, and I composed a list. I've learnt more, but this is my top 50 greatest things that I've learned this year. So I really hope you enjoy. I really hope you've had an awesome year. I hope your year has been filled with love and joy and lessons and hopefully a road towards recovery. Whether you're considering recovery, whether you've started actioning it, and maybe even if you are currently in a stage where you're having a setback from your recovery. Please always remember that this is a temporary setback and you can always pick yourself up again. Just learn from what it is that is triggering you to go back to your eating disorder ways and beat that shit. Overcome it and grow stronger than you were before because you have made it this far and you can only go further as long as you believe in yourself and as long as you put in the work and you action what needs to be done to better yourself and your life. I know you can do it. You can do it. My 50 reasons will be split into two, 25 in this episode, and the next 25 as my first episode for the year 2023. So get excited. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And yes, this is what I've learned. I'd encourage you to make your own list and see what you've learned this year. How exciting. We should always be learning. We should always be improving. So think about what you've learned this year. And maybe it's some of the things that I share today, which is great because these are valuable lessons and I'm sure they would be for you too. So as I share what I've learned this year, I want you to think about whether or not this is something that you've learned or something maybe you want to try and bring into your 2023. If you want to change, that is up to you. The only person holding you back is you. Don't let anybody stop you from achieving your goals. And most importantly, don't hold yourself back. So listen along, take notes, and most importantly, bring love, happiness, health, and success. Success in your recovery, success in your life, into your 2023. 2023 is going to be your year. Let every year be better than the last. So with that, let's get into what I learned in 2022. Number one is the importance in self-reflection. Self-reflection is going to help you figure out where you need to improve in your life. And why? If you were able to sit down with yourself and just truly think and review everything that has happened, both where you feel that you were happy and content, and also where you feel like you were struggling. What area in your life brings you down and makes you feel unhappy, anxious, angry, whatever it is that makes you feel like something's not quite right. This is where it's really important to be able to listen to yourself and also be able to understand what you want in your life and how you think you can get there. For example, if you realize that there are certain media that you watch that just brings you down every time that you listen to it and you believe it, the more you see it, the more you listen to it, and you know that this is a source, or maybe this is something you discover as you self-reflect, but you realize this social media or movie, TV show, whatever it is, you just watch it and it doesn't make you feel good. It may even influence you to be a certain way. And if you don't like who that person is becoming, cut that shit. Doesn't matter if it's a TV show, a person, or some sort of social media influencer. Be able to self-reflect and realize what areas in your life is making you into someone that you don't want to be, or is making you feel a way that you don't want to feel. Realize where this is coming from, and you can only do this by self-reflecting, and then figure out how you're going to get rid of it, because there is no point being around such negative energy. Why? Give me one good reason why you would choose to surround yourself with something or someone that puts yourself into a negative headspace. You deserve to feel good. If you have convinced yourself that you deserve to feel down and deserve to feel unworthy, well, that is another reason to self-reflect, because you should not feel that way. If you've made a mistake, learn from it. But it does not mean you need to live the rest of your life in absolute agony and hatred towards yourself especially. Move away from what is destructing you and what is putting you down. And you can only do that if you first self-reflect and figure out where it is in your life that this needs to be done from. Lesson number two is that you need to make the time and the commitment to something if you want to get it done. Try to never have your foot halfway through the door. If there is something you want to get done, focus on it, commit to it. I found that once I started to do this and I really said, you know what, this is something that I want to achieve and I'm going to achieve it, I worked hard to get there. I still may be in the process of some of those things, but I have found that when I have my head focused and committed to something, it really makes me want to achieve it. If I am umming and ahhing doing some sort of task or achieving some sort of goal, well, actually, here comes self-reflection for one, because I need to figure out, am I umming and ahhing this because maybe I fear the outcome? Is it stepping out of my comfort zone? Is it something I'm not familiar with doing? Or is it actually something that's not going to benefit me? So I decide, is this something that I actually want to achieve, but it's something I want to achieve by stepping out of my comfort zone? Or is this maybe something that I've wanted in the past, or something that I realize is not actually going to help me be happier and be where I want to be? Like, for example, let's say you are struggling with an eating disorder and one of your goals was to get down to a certain number on the scale. And as you are growing and hopefully listening to this podcast as well, you are realizing that it's not about the number on the scale. It's not about hurting yourself to get to a certain number or size. And as your mindset is changing and your eating disorder is decreasing in value, as it should, you may start to realize that that's not something that you actually want in your life. And hell yes, I hope that is the case. But let's say that was one of your goals and that's something that you committed to. You wanted to get to this certain number on the scale. Well, that's when the self-reflection comes in. And as you realize that this is not something that you want to put your time and your focus into, well, that's fucking great. Remove this goal from your life. This is also showing you that you are growing as a person. But it is up to you to make that decision whether this is something that you want to achieve or not. But in another case, let's say you fear trying and going for an interview for a new job that you want. It's in a completely different career and you're afraid of trying something new. You're afraid of stepping out of your comfort zone and getting into a field that you're unfamiliar with. This would be an example of something that maybe you fear, because you are capable of going to those interviews. Whether or not you get the job from that certain place, learn from that interview and try somewhere else. But you can get into the new career that you want to try. Whether that means going and studying first, however you're going to do it, you can do it. But this would be an example of something where fear is holding you back from trying. So you need to ask yourself where you want to be and how you're going to get there. And when you have a goal, commit to it, set the time for it, figure how you're going to get there, but you're not going to get there unless you commit, you be consistent, and you believe in yourself. And going off of that, my next lesson that I learned this year is that you need to only be you. So whether it's the job example we were just talking about and you're going to interviews, only be you. If it's meeting new people, be you. You will attract the right people as long as you are yourself. You will meet like-minded people. But the same way as you would probably hope that the people that you are meeting are genuine, I know it's not always the case, but you'd hope that, right? You also want to be that person. Be your genuine self. We love uniqueness, embrace who you are, and remember that energy flows where attention goes. So if people can't handle your awesomeness, well, goodbye. And not to mention, the more that you are yourself, the more that you love yourself and you embrace yourself, you'll be able to know what you stand for. You will know better when your boundaries are crossed and when someone or something is not serving you. So be you, so that you attract what you give. And if you feel like you aren't where you want to be yet in your life, well, that's okay. Just have the heart, have the determination, and start figuring out by self-reflecting where you need to change in your life so that you can be the person that you want to be. You can change anything that you set your mind to. The next thing that I learned this year is that you are the average of the five people you spend your most time with. I did not believe this for a long time. However, once I started self-reflecting and actually owning up to where in my life I could be better and who I was and how I could improve, then I started realizing that influencers have to do such a big part of it. And this is not to say that the only reason I was a little shit was because of the people I was around. Because once I self-reflected, I was able to understand the mistakes that I've made and also why I was making those mistakes and how I could be better. But influencers do have a huge part to play with it because you were literally surrounding yourself with like-minded people. Whether that be good or bad, you want to make them good. But if you're surrounding yourself with people that don't care about their future, they don't care about their health or whatever it is that you want to value, obviously in some cases I'm sure you can be your own person, but also you'd want to surround yourself with people that are in line with your morals and your values. But anyways, until I started really self-reflecting and realizing how I could be better and I stopped digging myself this humongous hole of shame and guilt and just acknowledged where I needed to improve and how, and then started forgiving myself, I was able to improve. But we'll be getting into forgiveness later. However, being able to self-reflect helped me even look back at my own life and realize that you are the average of the five people you spend your most time with. So really think long and hard, really sit down with yourself and be honest. Are you spending time with people that you feel inspired by? Or are you even in a bad place where you're feeling down already? Where is that coming from? It might not be from your friends, but are these people that are helping lift you up or are they bringing you down? And of course, always own up to the part that you would play into it too. Because even if you are the average of the five people you spend your most time with and you don't feel like you're around good people, you are still behaving the same way, which means you have a part in it too. So understand what it is that you want to change and how you can do that. And another thing that I learned this year is to have long-term goals. Have short-term goals that lead up to these long-term goals, but also be able to think about where you want to be and if what you are doing in your time right now is helping you get there. As you can see, number one was about self-reflection because self-reflection really is the key and is going to help you get to places as long as you can be honest with yourself. And if you are not sure what you want your long-term goals to be, that is when you start to review your lifestyle now. You review your happiness level, you review your mindset and just your overall well-being. Is that how you want to be in the future? Or how could you improve? So find yourself long-term goals, because they will help you be accountable and also have something to strive to getting to and be excited to get to. Something else that I learned this year is that it is really important to not make excuses. If you are being lazy, own up to it and figure out how you can avoid being lazy, or a plan around giving yourself rest time, of course, but also making sure you are doing what needs to be done. An example that I've talked about before is when I want to meditate, and maybe I was scrolling through TikTok for too long, and in the back of my head, it was just going, meditate, meditate, meditate. And honestly, I could probably feel it physically too. I just feel that little bit of an anxiety coming out and wanting to be released through meditation. However, I'm scrolling and scrolling and watching food videos and funny videos, whatever comes up on my feed. Love the food. I get so many great cooking ideas on my feed, and I also have quite a bit of a laugh. However, I can do that anytime. My feed is not going anywhere. However, I should be prioritizing my mental and physical health, which both get affected when I haven't done my meditation, my daily meditation that I make sure to do because I've been able to identify that it really helps me feel calm and at ease. So I try not to make excuses. And when I realize that I am avoiding doing what needs to be done, I will do it. Number 8. Find an exercise that makes you feel happy and excited to take part of it. Obviously, we all go through those stages where we just cannot be fucked to get off our ass. However, we all know that great feeling that is usually there after you finish exercising. You feel those happy endorphins, you've moved your body, it feels great. But I think something that's really helped me motivate myself to go and exercise is by doing exercises that I enjoy. So something that I've learned this year is to find exercises that you enjoy doing so you get excited to do it. And I've suggested this before, but maybe go join a multi-sport so you can try all of these different sports and either you can keep doing the multi-sport, maybe you can choose one of the specific sports that you did during your multi-sport and pursue that sport individually. or get a PT, try different exercises at the gym, and discover what feels great for you that you enjoy doing. Even if you're huffing and puffing during the exercise, but it overall makes you feel pretty good. Go for that. Go for that great feeling that you can get. Learning lesson number 9 for this year is that you don't always have to be on the go. Allow yourself to have some rest time and to do the things that you love to do. Earlier this week, I went and did a pottery class with one of my friends, and it was so much fun. It was great to be able to just take a step back and have fun. Have a balanced lifestyle. It's not about being on the go, go, go. Balance it out so that first of all, you don't get burned out, and you can also just live your life. Live. Lesson number 10 that I learned is that you can love people from afar. Get this written on a t-shirt. You cannot help those that don't want to be helped. So of course, if there's someone that means a lot to you in your life, try to help them, give them loving advice. It's up to them if they want to accept it. But if you feel yourself being drained every time you're with someone, if you feel your own mental health deteriorating as you hang out with them, well, you've done your part. You tried to help them. That's really kind of you. But when it gets to the stage that you feel like your own mental health is being affected, then that's a very big and important indicator to listen to for you to have to step back. If you notice change in this person, it's then up to you if you want to be there for them again or let them back into your life. And it's not about making a whole scene and saying, oh, I'm not going to be your friend anymore. You're this, this, that, blah, blah. But you also don't have to watch your mental health deteriorate for someone that doesn't even want to be helped. Lesson number 11 is to find your purpose. This can be finding your purpose in your career, finding your purpose in life. But make sure you go through life actually enjoying yourself. Live that life of yours. And if you want to live it as happily as you can, you have to enjoy what you're doing. And career is a huge part of that. You spend a lot of your time working. You might as well enjoy what you're doing. So it is so important to find your purpose and also what makes you happy, what makes you feel like you are being fulfilled. For example, this podcast is something that I've realized is part of my purpose because I love helping people. And I've also been through an eating disorder and know how hard it is. It is so tough to get over. And so because I love helping people and I've also been through an experience that I know is difficult to overcome, I combine the two and now try to help people overcome their eating disorders. Okay, so find what it is that brings you joy, makes you feel fulfilled, makes you feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside. Look for that feeling and hey, here we go, self-reflection again. Where do you find these good feelings? If you don't have any yet, great! Go and explore and find out where it is and how it is that you can feel this way. Lesson number 12 is that it's okay to ask for help. In some cases as well, ask and you shall receive. But you never know unless you just ask for help. If you don't feel like there is someone in your life that you can go to, well, first of all, that's something to evaluate because you should feel like there are people in your life that you can talk to. But temporarily, if not, go see a psychologist, go see a counselor, go speak to your doctor and go find other alternatives, okay?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
But never go through life believing that you cannot ask for help. Ask for help the same way that I know that you would open your heart to someone that came to you for help. You should also be able to ask for help. So remember that it is okay to ask for help. And as you probably know, if you've listened to my other episodes, that until I asked for help, I was not able to recover because I wasn't even able to admit it to myself that I needed help. So saying the words out loud that I had an eating disorder and being able to ask someone for help, it means you are in a vulnerable position, and that is scary. But it is also something that needs to be done if you want things to be better, and I'm sure you do. So just remember that it is okay to ask for help. And that vulnerability of yours that you may fear as a weakness is actually a strength. The next thing that I learned this year is to do a rewarding task after the dreaded task. I think you know the task I'm talking about. Whether it's been on your list for months or weeks or just something that you know that you are not either bothered to do or you just don't want to do, I'm sure you will make time for that awesome show that you want to watch. So put that difficult task before watching the show that you want to watch. Because in that case, you not only do what needs to be done, but you also get to enjoy yourself afterwards. And you get to enjoy that, not having in the back of your mind that there's this task that needs to be done that you are not doing. Because it's done. Ah, and another amazing thing that I learned this year, thank you to my lovely boyfriend, is that board games is actually so much fun! Whether it's a party game, whether it's a two-player game, also computer and PlayStation games are really fun. My boyfriend and I earlier this year played this game called It Takes Two. That was fun. I didn't win majority of the mini games. However, overall, the task could only be done if the both of you needed to be taking certain actions to get the task done. So he could not have done it without me. Okay, that's a really fun game. I highly recommend that, especially if there's someone, well, actually you need someone to play that game with. It's called It Takes Two for a reason. But in terms of board games, some ones I've really liked this year include Azul, Disney Villainous was really fun. There's a party game called Wavelength that was so much fun. We also found escape rooms that are like a board game kind of thing. I think I've talked about that before. And even Switch games. I've always been a fan of Mario. My cousins and I used to always play those games when we were little, and they're still fun to this day. So invest in some board games and enjoy yourself. It is so much fun. Lesson number 15 is to keep your home and your environment and your space clean, because it also helps declutter your mind. And as a bonus, you've got a clean living space, which is a pretty good benefit for me, okay? So clean your space, make the time block it out, do it, you know what? Clean your room before whatever TV show you want to watch. I always go back to TV shows because, actually, I'll save that for later because that is something I'll be talking about later. But TV shows are really great. They're awesome to watch as long as you're invested. And you will definitely make time to watch TV shows over doing the house chores. So do your chores before, and in return, you will also have a decluttered mind. And lesson 17 is that the only person that is stopping you from actioning and changing your life is yourself. At the end of the day, you are the only one that can change your surroundings. You are the only one that can take that action. No one else can action it for you. Or if they are in some sort of way, then you will never learn until you action it yourself. You are the person that is stopping yourself from achieving where you want to be in your life and from being the person that you want to be. So as much as your surroundings will play a part in it, you are the one stopping yourself from changing those surroundings. You need to make those hard actions that you either fear taking, or you're not bothered to take, or maybe you haven't even realized that this is what you need to do. It is up to you to be able to identify where it is that you need to change in your life. And even more importantly, it is up to you to then action and get to where you want to be and to who you want to be. No one else can do that besides yourself. Lesson number 18 is to always try and find a way to step out of your comfort zone. Take that opportunity. Do what scares you so that you become stronger on the other end. A great example that I can actually give happened to me fairly recently. When I was on the cruise, if I'm honest, I was absolutely hungover the next day. And we went into one of the shows. It was just a boys versus girls event. It was in the music hall and we arrived just as it was starting. And I was walking over to the seat and one of the staff said, "Hey, come over here. Why don't you come be a part of the show?" I did the typical thing where you turn around, you're like, "Me?" And yes, she was like, "Yep, you come here." And man, did I want to say no. I was barely going to go to the show in the first place. But you know what? That was stepping out of my comfort zone in the first place, just to get off my ass and come to the show, let alone to be a part of it. And yeah, I battled my inner demons. But you know what I did? I said yes. I said okay. And I walked over to the stage and I took a part of that show. Even doing that, I really did not want to do it, especially in the state that I was in. Okay, I wasn't that bad, but you know what? But I was bad enough that I just, that was the last thing I wanted to do. Okay, but I did it anyways. I said to myself as I decided to walk on the stage that I would rather do it than not and be able to step out of my comfort zone. That's literally what I said to myself, and I did it. Just step out of your comfort zone. Do what you know you want to do, even when you may fear it. And I'm talking as simple as you go to the beach and the water is freezing cold and you want to get in there, but you're like, "Oh my God, no, it's too cold. I'm going to freeze up." No, just do it. Jump in. You know you want to do it overall? Just go and do it. Make that change. Take that leap of faith. You can do it. You know you can. And once again, the only person that is stopping you from doing this is yourself. And don't ever let anyone else stop you from achieving and doing what needs to be done. The next lesson that I learned is that you should not be afraid to stand out and be yourself. Don't let others determine how you should be. And you know what? The other day, there was a theme at work to dress up in your best Christmas gear. I went out of my way after I came back from camping to go and buy a Christmas shirt and go buy some tinsel. And you know what? When I arrived at my work, not a single person had any sort of Christmas gear on. If they did, I did not notice. Because I walked in there and everyone was in their uniforms. So you know what? I walked in there and I went, great. And you know what? I had the opportunity to go back and get changed and wear my uniform like everyone else. But I was not going to do that. Because you know what? First of all, that was the theme. So if anything, I was the only one listening, probably at least. And second of all, it's okay. I'm in the Christmas spirit. I ain't no Grinch. I had a great time and I had some spare tinsel. So you know what? I gave everyone a little tinsel arm, but I had my funky shirt. I loved it. And you know what? I wasn't afraid to wear it regardless of who else was wearing it or how many other people. I still wore it. I could have changed my lunch break and I did not. And I'm happy about that because that was me even being just happy being who I am and not changing how I look based on someone else. And you know what happened? Two lovely others dressed up in the same shirt the next day so we could all be dressed up nicely in the Christmas spirit as you should be. And you know what? That was a lovely moment and it would not have happened if I didn't stand my ground and wasn't afraid to do what I wanted to do. which is be in the Christmas spirit. The next lesson is just always choose kindness. Open your heart to others. Don't accept bullshit, but also try to kill people with kindness. But also just try and make someone else's day if you can. I'm laughing because something my boyfriend always does whenever we go out, it is so cute, it is so funny and just a happy moment. He will just wave at absolutely anyone. It doesn't matter where we are. Sometimes we'll be in the car and he'll just wave at the person next to us, or we'll be walking around the shopping center. He'll just wave at someone. Doesn't matter where we are, he will wave. And majority of the time, people will wave back and smile, and you can tell that they were happy with that kind gesture. Or when we receive our food at the restaurant, he'll be like, yes, thank you, yes! And he'll be so excited, and it's not only a joy for me, I'm cracking up laughing, it is a great joy for him, and the person that served the food or received the wave on the other side. It's little gestures like that that aren't hurting anyone. If they're confused, well, maybe they'll self-reflect later and be like, wow, that was just a nice deed. And maybe I should do that to someone. But you know what? Overall, it's just a great feeling. And even when you're working, just take the time to be kind to someone. Open your heart, listen to their concerns, empathize with their concerns, and always try to treat people as you would like to be treated, okay? Sometimes, I understand it may be harder. Maybe someone is having a really bad day and you can tell and they're putting it on you. But also, I'm sure in some cases, it's been the other way around, where you were doing the same thing to someone else. So just always try to choose kindness. Always try to open up your heart. And in the cases where maybe you were the one that lashed out at someone else, learn from it and try to be better from that. But yeah, just to strangers as well, it's always great to just smile and try to make someone's day. As little as the gesture may seem at the time, you may never know how much you've impacted someone's day. And also remember that hurt people hurt people. And coming off of that, another lesson learned is to just include and be interested in other people. I actually want to build relationships with other people. I feel like this is something I've picked up throughout the years. However, I've realized the importance in it because it not only helps you build relationships with whoever's involved in this, but it also makes them feel important and that you care about their life and where they're at and what they have to say. And also what their interests are. Like, for example, even as a small of a gesture, on the cruise, I would ask the bartenders what their favorite drink was. And they seemed to be excited to come back with whatever their favorite drink was. Also, surprisingly, every single one of theirs was different. And this also shows you that everyone has a different life, a different story. You may know their name, but not their story. Okay. So invest in other people, be interested in other people. And I'm sure it would be super appreciated. Something else to do is to not suffer. Do not suffer. If you are sad or in a bad mood, learn from it. Figure why it is that you are feeling this way. And also, of course, feel your emotions. Cry if you need to. But do not stay in this shitty place in your life. Do not stay in this mindset forever. Let yourself grieve or let yourself feel for whatever it is. But don't decide that because you feel this way now, it can never be better, because that is not true. But it is up to you, once again, to get yourself out of that place, out of that mindset. So feel your emotions, feel your pain, but do not choose to suffer. Remember, pain has a purpose, but suffering is a choice. Lesson number 23 is to find love in cooking and eating. Find cool recipes that make you not fear food, but love eating it instead. Go try different restaurants, go try different cuisines and learn more about different cultures and just enjoy food from other cultures. This is also a great way for you to hang out with your friends, even if it means going to a budgeted place or you can save up money to go to these certain places. But if you fear foods, find a way to enjoy this, and it may come slowly. It may be a progressive journey, and that's okay. But do steps that you can towards loving food and enjoying it. Throughout this year, I've discovered my love for cooking and also freestyling, not having measurements, just putting a bit of this, a bit of that, and enjoying the creation. And you know what? I will be honest, not all of the times does it come out as awesome as I would hope, but you know what? Once again, you learn from it. Learn what tasted a bit off or what you put a bit too much of and what you didn't put enough of. But you can only do that if you try. Try! Love food. Food is a big part of your life. You need it to have nutrition. And if this is something especially you were struggling with your eating disorder, you need to learn how to work together with what you know needs to be improved, which is the food element and your mindset towards it, and how you can work together to have a healthier life.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And a healthier you. Lesson number 24 is to make time for your health. Mentally, of course, you know, meditate, get all that shit done, but also care about your health in terms of your eye health. Go see an optometrist. Go get glasses if you need. If you feel like you have a sore back or a sore neck or whatever, go see a physio. Go get a massage. Physio long-term will help you get the exercise and stuff, but also massages. It's relieving. And you're just allowing yourself to take time for yourself. We love massages. Okay? So make time for your health, because one day it won't be as easy to look after yourself. So invest in your health now, as you should. Your health is so important, and part of that as well has to do with your eating disorder, okay? So invest in your health and care about your health. Your health is important and it should be prioritized. And lesson number 25. If someone means something to you, make sure they know that. Tell them you love them. Spend time with them. Do things with them that make them feel loved. Because we don't know how long we have with these people. Doesn't matter what age, you know, anything can change at any second. So make sure those around you, your family members, your friends, the ones that you know are good for you and that make you feel loved, make sure you tell them as well just how much you love them. And show them you love them. Be with them and make them feel special. The same way that I'm sure you would appreciate that gesture being done to you. Open up your heart and show the ones that mean the most to you that you love them. Okay? And that includes yourself. Show yourself that you love yourself by taking action to being at a better place in your life and a better mindset. Your mind means everything. Embrace your mind. You don't want to have your own mindset and head just bringing you down all the time. No. So love yourself and make sure that you know that you love yourself, or work towards loving yourself and make sure you know that when you do. And also make sure the people around you that you appreciate in your life know that you do. Okay? And with that, I thank you very much for listening to part one of the 50 things that I've learned this year in 2022. We will kick off next week with the rest of my lessons. And can't wait to have another episode at the end of 2023 where I can share more that I've learned. Because you know what? I'm always looking to learn and improve. And I hope you are too. So I hope you enjoy your New Year's. Love you all very much. Remember, you are capable of change, but you need to action that change, okay? So have a wonderful new year. I will be speaking to you very soon. And remember, to Recover with Allie.